Hi everyone, my name is Tanya. Welcome to my first podcast, which is called Blooming Through Christ. Today's day is Sunday, January the 3rd of the year 2021. So I just want to welcome everyone to my podcast and thank you for joining. And I do hope that all the messages and the word that I speak on will bless you, your heart, your family. And of course, I know God will be very, very happy with the outcome as well. I'd just like to start off with a short prayer, just thanking God for the gift of life. We are all here alive to have breath, to actually breathe and be here present, to listen to the podcast, to see our family members. Just thank God for the first gift of life. As I say this prayer, may I totally decrease and the Lord increase. May He fill our rooms, our cars, our beds, just the whole atmosphere with His presence and with His Holy Spirit. Lord, I just give you total control over my whole body, my mind, my thoughts, my visions. Bless my mouth, my tongue, my lips, and of course my voice. I just give you all the honor, I give you all the glory, I give you all the praise, for you are the only Lord in my life. You're the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and you are worthy to be worshipped every second of every single day. Thank you for choosing me to spread your word. Thank you for placing it on my heart to start my podcast. I just thank you because I know this is going to bless many people. And this is what I'm here on earth for, just to follow your instructions, to be obedient, to spread your word, and just to be obedient to you, God. May you draw all those out there who needs to hear your word to my podcast. May you draw them closer to you. May everything that I speak on touch their heart, and may they be transformed to be better, you know, persons, just to be, you know, full of your grace, just to know you're here and that you're still sending people out there to spread your word and, you know, just to be open to hear your messages. I, your daughter, will speak on everything that you place on my heart, and I will obey your every command, God. So I just end this short prayer that God will open your ears to receive the spiritual food that He will give to you to fill every need that you need in your life. May every person who feels empty or lost be filled by God's powerful and mighty power and grace. May He overflow in your life in any area that you feel that He's needed to. And trust me, Lord will even give you more than what you ask for. Just be open to receive it all. And most of all, be open to change. As I started my devotions this morning, I was just praying. I was saying, Lord, I wonder what my first podcast will be about. And God just keep on placing this word, change, change, change. So for sure, the word for today is change, and He was saying change, which equals making room for God. Sometimes people don't like to hear about change, but to me, change, especially if God is telling you to change, this is to better yourself. God really wants us to sit down and really study what we really need to change within ourselves. Firstly, He was speaking about our mind. And when I was praying about it, He was thinking about, like, your mind is very powerful. So you really have to sit down and study what you actually fill your mind with. What programs are you actually listening to? What kind of people you have speaking into your, you know, your whole body? Because what you hear and what you receive really reflects on how you think and perceive this whole world. Do you really believe in God? What is really important to you? Like, do you spend time with God? You call yourself a Christian, but do you actually sit down? Do you take time out to prayer? Do you take time out to show others that you're actually living this life of a Christian and not just calling yourself a Christian? You have to be loving to others. You have to forgive others. You should be blessing others. You should be talking about God's word. God performs small miracles or even big miracles in everyone's life. No matter the situation that you're in, you always see the move of God in your life. So that's why the first thing He said is your mind. how do you perceive this world? Like, I would say about 2 or 3 years ago, God was giving me so many blessings, but I was in such a dark place that I didn't even realize that those were blessings. So now that I actually received God fully in my life, and he actually renewed and changed my mind, when I look back at how many things that he made happen, all these blessings, I was even seeing it before. So the first thing is to actually sit down and ask God to renew and refresh your mind, so that everything that you see or you're going through right now, you will be perceiving the right way as blessings. So that's the first step. How do you really spend your time? Are you like just spending your time like gossiping, doing things that are not worthy? You can spend your time differently. I mean, like, you don't have to sit down every single second of the day with your Bible and stuff, but like when you drive into work, you can have a conversation with God, or even when you're at work, you could talk about positive stuff, or you know, just be loving or caring to someone there. Just be a better person in the whole. You have to really fully commit yourself to actually live like how you know God will want you to live. Show that you can forgive others. Show that you could be a blessing to others. Even if you're not financially stable, there are people that you may come across that may just want you to smile at them and say, you know, blessings, or God loves you, or just be an inspiration to others. You don't have to have money to do all these big grand things to make yourself think that, you know, you're doing God's work. Just by speaking, just by being pleasant, just by showing others that even if you're going through difficult situations, you're trusting and having faith. That's being an inspiration to others to fully trust God. So then now that we reach that topic, like, as Christians, or even if you're not a Christian, you have to have faith. And when I say having faith, I mean fully committing yourself to God, even throughout situations that may not be going how you want them to go. You have to know, you have to believe the promise that God says you're going to overcome. You have to believe the promise, knowing that God is going to send someone to, you might not have food. Pray to God. Many days I was praying to God, crying tears, not everything running down my nose. You have to be fully open, to be open to God and honest about how you're feeling. And God would send someone just to bless me, even if it was just with noodles, even if it was just $10. He always, always, always provides. So you have to live by something called some crazy faith. Sometimes you may have a dream, and or you might even be prophesied to, and God is placing that on your heart to show you that the situation that you're in is not going to be stuck there forever. But life is like a journey, and in this journey you have to believe in God, you have to have faith. So throughout each situation, all the ups and downs, you have to know that God is in total control, because he's the author of our life, he's the author of our book. So you have to play it out, keeping to that commitment with him that he's going to work out all things for the better of us. No matter how the situation looks, you're going to overcome it. Sometimes if you really sit down and you really study characteristics within yourself, or even look back at things that you overcame, sometimes you just be like, oh my gosh, I actually did, like, I'm still living. We are still living, because at the end of the day, weapons are formed, but they are not going to prosper. So that means that you actually have to live every second of every day of your life by faith. When I made that decision, I fully see a deeper move of God's grace and favor on my life and my family's life. And it took me a while to fully let go of trying to be in control of my life and giving it all to God, because I was so accustomed trying to be in control of my life. But I'm telling you, if you fully let go, it is so much relief Like, I am not stressed out. My pressure is not high. I don't have to be worrying. Like, God gave me a word, like, do not worry. Do not worry, Tanya. Do not worry. Like, when you fully let go, God controls every single aspect of your life. And then when you're reaping the rewards, it is even more than what you asked for. Like, what a loving God is that? Like, you have to show others all these things that God does in our life. We have to try to have those characteristics within ourselves. Loving others, forgiving others, being a blessing, speaking positive, inspiring others, just doing things out of the blue just to make someone else feel better. It's not all about ourselves. We are all placed on this earth to be children of God. We all have to sit down and be real and raw and open with ourselves on how we can improve ourselves to be a better person, a better child of God. We all have characteristics that we have to change, but at the end of the day, if we sit down and we be honest and we pray to God, God is going to transform our life, that we just become a new person. And saying this just makes me emotional, because looking back at how I was in deep depression, suicidal, whatever. Do you think that I ever think that I would be doing a podcast? But you see the transformation that God did in my life in 2 years. I have to speak His word. I have to speak His word. You have to be obedient. You have to have faith. You have to trust God. You have to believe the visions that He gave to you. Or even if He had prophets telling you things that were going to come to pass in your life, believe it. If you really study yourself, like some persons that are like high up in the society, I don't want to say high up, but like celebrities and stuff. Sometimes if you really go and listen to like their documentaries and stuff, most of them say that they had visions of how they are actually living their life now. You understand? And sometimes God gives us these visions as hope to keep on, to just motivate us to keep on going. Just keep on going. Our timing is not God's timing. But I'm telling you, His timing is perfect. Because when He actually gives you the blessing of all these visions that He gave you, you're going to be fully prepared to actually accept them and still be humble and still give Him all the praise and glory and actually help others. He knows what the right timing is in every aspect of our life. God knows perfect timing. So when He placed the word change on my heart to speak on today, this is a new year. This is the first Sunday of the year 2021. And He's just asking His people to sit down and be real and raw with Him so that He can transform our life. He's starting with you. He wants your mind, your actions, your reactions, how you live your daily life. What do you really treasure in the day? You have to spend time with God. You have to talk to Him. Everybody spend times with God different. The first thing that really brought me close to God is through listening to gospel music. And then I started praying. And then I started writing. Then I got a Bible. Then I started reading His word. Everybody starts at a different point. Whatever point God is calling you to start, just start. But He wants you to change your ways. Be real with Him. He's gonna help you change. It's nothing that you have to do yourself. Once you accept God, He is going to help you change. And you're just going to realize that sometimes if a situation comes up that you will normally get really angry or even want to fight, or, you know, you just react so different because it's a different sort of grace and peace and happiness that He puts within you, that you just change as a whole, as a person. Even when you're going through situations, good and bad, just remember that this year for sure, God is giving us our promised land. So that's why I think that He really placed the word change, because He wants everyone that believes in Him or even doesn't believe in Him to come to Him, because this year He's going to bless you with your heart desires. And for you to actually receive that harvest, you have to work within yourself to actually change certain qualities and move different spiritually and physically to be able to be rewarded in this time. Just go to God. Just keep it real. Go to God. Be open with Him. And He will transform your life from your mind, your heart, right down. When He actually gives you blessings, small, large, big, minor, whatever, you're going to be so humble when you receive it that it's just going to be a different type of grace over your life and your family's life. He's going to change your way of thinking, the way how you perceive things. What really makes you happy in life is going to change. The people you have around you is going to change. How you occupy your time is going to change. Every single characteristic within yourself is going to change as you accept God and you ask Him to do that. Just ask Him. Things before that will make you happy, like just, you know, some people have some shopping addictions, like buying material stuff, bad habits, smoking, drinking, gambling, gossiping. Like, everything is just going to be transformed to the better, and you are going to feel so much better inside, which is spiritually, and then it's going to manifest on the outside. Like, the transformation is so beautiful. I'm not saying that it's easy, because to me, as you try to make your life better, like, the devil gets angry. But the thing is that he always fails. The weapons are formed, but they do not prosper. So just really focus on the word of the day today, which is change, which equals to making room for God in your life. If you have God in your life, He will just move in your life so swiftly, especially in this year, that He will just develop so much gifts and talents, and you just being happy and contented, and just a light will be inside of your body that you're just so happy to even just be alive. This is a deep transformation. Just fully study within yourself every single characteristic or things that you would like to change or even improve. If you want to bless people more and God place that on your heart, do that. You have to be obedient. So I really do hope that this short word on my first podcast really bless you. Just know that God wants you to change so that He can move in your life to give you your heart's desires, and He would actually surprise you with even more than what you asked for. Before I go, I really do use a method called a flip and read with my Bible. And what that means is that I will shut my Bible and I will say a prayer. And I will just ask God for me to flip to a page that He would just want me to reflect on His word. And today's word is actually very short. It's just Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 1. And the title in my Bible says, love and obey the Lord. And He's just saying, love the Lord your God and keep His requirements, His decrees, His laws, and His commands always. And as you see, as I was speaking about change, you have to be obedient. If God is just asking you to change so that He can actually give you a better life. Like, how hard is that? Even if you're a Christian, there's still things within yourself that you have to change. There's things within myself I have to change. If you're not a Christian yet, God is just asking you to come to Him. That's a change in your life. Just ask God to enter your life. So I really do hope that this word bless you. And I'm just being obedient as well. And I will take the word for myself as well. But just remember that God loves you. And just make that choice. Just make that changing choice. Things will be for the better. But I thank you for listening. I'm so happy and excited that I was obedient to God for doing my first podcast. And just listen out for more. Thank you. May all y'all receive all of y'all blessings and be obedient to God. Bye-bye. Thank you.